Mishnah on the Lamed on the days, the end of Lamed on the days is Mishnah. So it appears that at the time of the Mishnah, they had a minig that was somewhat different from our minig. Our minig is that on Yom Tov, we take out two Sefer Torah. We read on the first day, with the first day of Torah, named Yom Tov Yema, we read about what the Yom Tov is about, and then reading the second day of Torah, the Karbon for that Yom Tov. But it appears that at the time of the Mishnah, the minhag was to take out one Sefer Torah and read the Karbonis of that day.
Hanukkah or Shredesh.
Well, Hanukkah didn't specifically have a Karbon. Hanukkah was a regular weekday. It was just that we had a Kriyas HaTeilah to commemorate Hanukkah. But we're talking about the Yom Tovim of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot. So the Mishnah says as follows. For Pesach, on Pesach, Kriyim, Parshas, Mev, Mishal, Teres, Kein. We read the Parsha about the Yom Tov as it is in Teras Kohen. So that actually follows the minig of so our minig is that we read in Vayikra Moshe Zechol B'nei Yisrael Vayimalem Mishchu Chulachem on the right, you see the first day, Kriyam Rishon Shal Pesach, we read Mishkul Kulachem. They read the Parshas Moedim Shal Pesach Koyen. They read here the Evolve. Shari Chesav Ayes Ki Evolve Goy Yeshivas Yom Hakstim and Yeh Mashim V'Holo Yenotza. And then it continues on. And but right now we're talking about for Pesach. So our minig is on the first day of Pesach. We read the Mishkul Kulachem. The Gemara is going to explain that the reason for this difference in the minig has to do with if there's one day Yom Tov, 2 days Yom Tov. But Tzenet on Shavuot, Shiva Shavuot. They read the Parsha of Shiva Shavuot, that the 7 weeks you'll count, and on the 50th day will be Shavuot. Bereish HaShonah, on Rosh Hashanah, we read Chedesh HaShvi'i V'Echad LaChedesh, which is what we actually read in the second, with the second Sefer Torah. We read the Parsha of Achrei Mitz, and in fact, we read on Yom Kippur by Mincha Achrei Mitz. On the first day of Sukkot, Kenim and Parshas Moyadei, Shevetes Kenim, we read the Parsha of the Moyadei of Tenef Kenim, which is the same as for Pesach. And the rest of the days of Sukkot, because upon the Chag, you read about the carbon of the Chag. And as we learned previously, that you will be a Mashem, you be a Mashlish, you be a Medavi, and how exactly you have four aliyahs is a subject of dispute, a matter of dispute. Among the Rishayim, how you can do B'yem Hashemi, B'yem Hashlishi, B'yem Hashem, as you learned earlier.
I still found a lot of interest in doing on Monday, but not saying that I have talked about in the last
year. Well, right. We haven't yet spoken about it. Hanukkah, on Hanukkah, we read the Nesiyim. We read the Nesiyim, and that's our minute. The Purim, the Yavei HaMalik. On Purim, we read the Yavei HaMalik, and as Tosfos said earlier, even though it's 9 Sukkim, it's a self-contained parsha, and so we read the Yavei HaMalik. Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, we read the Vrashi Chashechem, and that is our minute. In Ma'amodos, now remember again, we spoke about this many times, but Ma'amodos is in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, there was the Kohanim had to bring the do the Avodah of bringing Karbanos, the Levim saying, and the Shal, the Ma'amodos, there has to be a contingency of Yidden who represented all the Yidden to stand over the Karban, because every Karban has to have the Ma'amid HaBal. And so a representative of the Yidden has to stand over the Karban, not everybody who was in the Ma'amid went up to the Beit HaMikdash. In fact, some stayed in their city, and they fasted, and they had to be a Tatera, the Ma'amid Sedacious, and they would read Ma'amid Sedacious. And so, as Rashi says, on Sunday they read the Rachis, Monday they read Vayira, and Vayira Kiyan, Monday they read the European and Yukava Maimish, on Tuesday they read the Yukava Maim, and Vayima Oynes, and Wednesday they read the Yimirs and Vishu Maim, and on Thursday they read Yishu Maim, and Tayte Ares, and Vishishi, and Friday they read Tayte Ares, and Kulash Maim. Well, husband of Hashem, and my kid, and my relationship with my mother, she was still like a bonus, was kind of trying to go on. It's why. That the Maitre Karbanes is to tell us that from the slip of the Karbanes that the world has its continued existence. The Tainus, on the Tainus, Brachis Ikwala. You read from the Tosafot. That, in fact, is not our mimic, and it could be that, in fact, that the Mishnah doesn't intend to make it a mimic for an ordinary Tainus. It could be that it's something about the Tainusim. That where something Kasha Shalom that comes from a bad thing happens, that we then the Kriya Tera would be the Tosafot and we're talking about the ordinary kind of dibber, perhaps. If I'm speaking with qualities, we do not interrupt in reading the Tosafot. Now that we mentioned the Tosafot, now we say we don't interrupt. You don't give an aliyah for half the Tosafot and an aliyah for the other half of the Tosafot. The entire Tosafot has to be read in one aliyah, and the Gemara will give two different reasons for it. One has to read the entire Tosafot in one aliyah, and our minig is that the Chalteva takes the aliyah and reads the whole Tosafot. On Monday, Thursday, and Thursday, and Shabbos, and on Shabbos, the Minchah by Minchah, Pesach Kisidra, we read the ordinary Seder of the Parsha. You don't read anything else. You don't read even the Yom Kippur, Shabbos Mincha. You read the Parsha. They even Lehem and Achashven, and they don't go. They're not considered part of the Cheshvan of the Aliyah. You can't say that you already gave an Aliyah, or as Rashi says, Shehiya Yehim. So you gave already three aliyahs, and you read only four aliyahs. It's a separate yisatayr. And not only that, because you hear Yom Shabbos, the Rashi says, when it comes to Shabbos, you actually mashakar the Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, you read from Monday, what you read on Monday, Thursday, and the prior Shabbos, you don't say, oh, you know what, since we read already on Shabbos, we read already on Monday, we read already on Thursday, we're bored of this, let's move on, continue on. Yeah. No, you have to go back to the beginning of the Parsha and read it yet a fourth time. And the apostle explanation for this is that it could be that Shabbos, Mincha, Monday, and Thursday is a tikkun. It was Takana Ezra. Ezra was the second that you read on Shabbos Mincha Monday and Thursday. And Mincha then was the second Pesachera of Shabbos. Since there are two different Takanas, we can't say that the Takana of Ezra can help us with the Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ezra was the second for Shabbos Mincha Monday and Thursday. Mincha then was the second that you read Pesachera on Shabbos. So did that. Pesach Tera that we read on Shabbos and Monday and Thursday has nothing to do with the Takana of Moshe, and so you can't say that you already read this because that was for a different purpose. Shinemar.
Why did Ezra have to add on something Moshe Rabbeinu?
He didn't want that she go 3 days without
okay, but he still added to something that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do.
So he got this, so it's a completely different. A different takana. This is a different point that has to do nothing to do with the food of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the second thing that eating shouldn't go 3 days without hearing the third. Shenemar, this is a pasuk by Yidav Rishon, it's made Hashem of Bnei Yisrael, the end of, we're the end of Lamed Aleph. Now we're at the top of the Yidav Rishon. Now this goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah, and we say, what's the reason why we read these things on Yom Tov? We gave a list of all the things that we read on the various Yom Tovim. Why did we choose those things to read on Yom Tov? Or why do we have to be a Sefer on Yom Tov at all? Shemar, it's like a possibly a Sefer, Moshe, and Moshe spoke as Moya de Hashem, the Yom Tovim of Hashem of Bnei Yisrael. He spoke to Bnei Yisrael about the Yom Tovim. So we see that before that on Yom Tov is a mitzvah to speak about the Torah as it relates to that Yom Tov. So, therefore, it's spoken that the mitzvah, each Yom Tov Torah portion that relates to that Yom Tov should be read on that Yom Tov. Put it up on it. The verse says, some of our sages thought the Pesach came with Parsha Moyadeh. On Pesach, we read the Parsha of the Moyadeh, and that we said is is about the first Pesach after the Yidden came into Israel. Yeshua gave the bris to everyone, and then they brought the Karm Pesach. But even though the Ikot Pesach, today you're in Basel, and our minute is to have 2 days of Yom Tov before the Yidden came on the first day. So we read the third of Pesach Yisroel, or the marker of the Pesach Yisroel, and the second one we read about the Pesach of Yisroel, of King Yisroel. So if you look in the third of the edition of Pesach, so you see in Pesach we read by Yim and Yisroel, August Pesach, the marker of Hashem, the Kibbuk, and the Floyd, so we read that Haftada, and I'm sorry? No, Yeshayahu had, there was a period where they hadn't thought of the current Pesach, they hadn't celebrated Pesach, and now they were renewing. Our men against the Lord is this, that we read, Yishak HaMel, yes, we love talking to the Yehudah Yishalayim, exactly that, and they came and they renewed the,
that's Yeshayahu in the last one.
So let's move on. Shari Mitzvah Pesach Malachim Vekedim Inyani. And on the rest of the days of Pesach, unlike Sukkot, where every day of Sukkot is another carbon that's brought, so we read the carbon of that day. On Pesach, it's the same carbon from day to day, so it's going to have to, you'll end up having the same paper from day to day. So instead, we say Shari Mitzvah Pesach Malachim Vekedim Inyani Shal Pesach. Take from here and there about the Inyanim of Pesach. Maji, so what do we choose for Kriyas HaTorah? So Amar HaPapa, Rav Papa says, Mahu Simen. The Simen is Mahu. So Rashi tells us that Mahu is Mishru Chulchem Koyin on the first day, in Kesef Chaldas on the second day, Soldak on the third day, Ve'yedavr Shabbat Leitzka, and Ve'yedavr Shabbat Leitzka, the end of the Sheni Kevin Kiyem Vishen Shere Kesef. And then again, the Achim Shapesach, he reads Shere Kesef. Yom Tov Achim Shapesach, the last day of Pesach, Kerem Lehi B'Shalach, and Shri Shapesach, he reads Lehi B'Shalach. Pare, and so that's about Kriyas Yom Tov, and so we read the Kriyas Yom Tov, the Shira, the Masidim, and we read the Haftarah of Yidav David, that David spoke about the wisdom that occurred, and he says the Shira, the Lamachar, and on Akhir Shapesach, he read Kol Al-Khar, the Masidim, Uyikayim, the Neiv Lamech, and that's about Mechemes Kegel, and that's just what we read, the Haftarah about Mashiach. Omar Abaya says, "But even though Nahug Alma the Mikra and Mashiach, and today the minig is that we read Mishkul Kulachem, Tuda is Shar Kesef, Hadesh is is the what we read about Pidyon Bechor, and then Psal, Psal of Kosh, Melech Tavonim, and Shlach Buch, and the Bechorki of Oli. Senev, on Shavuot, Shiva Shavuot. We read the Shiva Shavuot, because that's seven weeks in camp, and the 50th day is Shavuot, the Minyan of the Peter the Habakkuk, and you read that Seda of Habakkuk. Achedim say that Chedesh HaShlishi, that you read about the Chedesh HaShlishi, the Chedesh HaShlishi, that begins with Chedesh HaShlishi, but Peter the Merkava, that you read about then you read about the Nevuah about Merkava that we said. We either you don't read, but our many gifts that we do read the Merkava. But even though today that we have 2 days of Shavuot, we do like both the Ibcha, but we reverse it. So we do the first day here. It speaks about Chedesh HaShlishi and Merkava. As second, here's what we do: is the first day we do the Chedesh HaShlishi, we read the Atzeres HaDibrei and the Atzeres of the Merkava, and on the second day we read Shema Shavuot and Lematzin and Chavakum. The Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, what we read the Chedesh HaShlishi, Lematzin, Haven, Yachir Li, Ephraim, that Hashem lost Ephraim, that they went and followed in the midst. Yes, and others say that you don't read the Chedesh HaShi and Aveni Akili, but rather you read Hashem Pachad Asara, Hashem called, remember Sarah and Kosin Tikkat
Reagan.
Or Makirim Bechana, and we make Sasera Bechana.
Well, I mean,
yes, but we do both. The Idna, and today the Ika Cheyema, that we have always 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It was always the case that In Chutzlaret, they had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It was also the case that in most American Shul, they have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. There was occasions where, even in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Yerushalayim, that they had 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, and sometimes they had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. What happened if Adrian came immediately on the first night, at Chafet El, at night, they came and they said that they saw the Lavana. So the next day was Rosh Hashanah. So then they brought the Karbanos of Rosh Hashanah, they did everything of Rosh Hashanah, and the next day was Chel, because they had already Rosh Hashanah. People who were outside of Yerushalayim were outside of the Tchum, so they didn't know that day was Rosh Hashanah. They weren't certain if Eden came and the Sanhedrin was in Kaddish Chaydesh. So it could be that day was not Rosh Hashanah, in which case the second day was Rosh Hashanah. So if that was the case, then they had to always keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Now what happens if Eden didn't come on the first day? So they waited to see if Eden were going to come, and Eden didn't come. So a whole day, even in Yerushalayim, they have to wait and not do malacha, because it could be Eden will come. And if Eden will come, so then what's going to happen? That day will be Rosh Hashanah. And so, and if Lamakrei, they did malacha, so then it's just Eden Mechawai Yantif. They have to keep Yantif the first day. So if Eden never ended up coming, so they have to keep a second day. So sometimes Yerushalayim they kept 2 days, sometimes they kept 1 day. Most of the time they ended up having to keep 2 days. So then we do the first day like the Yeshemrim, the Mach, and that's so we read Hashem Pachad Asara and do the Seder Chana, and the Mach the second day, the Kinei Sefram, we read about the Akeda, Omaftir and Haveni Akir Li Ephraim. The Yem Akipurim, Anim Kimper, Kerem Achim Meis, we read Achim Meis, Omaftir, and say the Seder of Kichoy Omar Gom Lenita. Over Mincha, Kenan Ba'adoyes, and our mincha, which is not, by the way, not our minhag. Our minhag is we read say the Seder on Kippur by Shach. Mincha Kerem Barayas, which is our minhag, in Vienna, again, our minhag. And the Seder of Vienna has to do with Tshuva, and the Yom Kippur is about Tshuva. Amar of Yechonam, wherever you find that Hashem speaks about His greatness, there you find His anivus, His humility. So, if you look throughout Tanakh, you'll find many psukim where Hashem speaks about His glory, about the greatness of Hashem, but doesn't refer to His anivus. You don't see immediately the anivus. So the simple explanation is that here it doesn't mean co-locking every place, but every place that we're about to discuss, there you find that Hashem speaks about the Nevuah. Simply explains that in fact this is literally true. That wherever, in every single instance where you find that Hashem is speaking about this, God will in fact be speaking about this Nevuah. After it comes in conjunction with Hashem speaking about this Nevuah, but in fact, whatever Hashem refers to as God will, it's in fact an anivus. What does that mean? So, like we said the last time, that if you say about somebody that he has gold and diamonds, you say that he has silver, so that's being mavayish the person. That's saying that's greater than he is. He's diminishing his greatness. He's saying that he has silver. He's so great, he has silver, when in fact, he has diamonds, he has gold, he has platinum. Silver is nothing to him. Silver is, you pay the streets with silver. So that's diminishing. When you say about Hashem that Akeel, Agodul, Akeem, and Vanita, that's not really praising Hashem. That's really, in essence, denigrating Hashem. Hashem says, nevertheless, since you have no other way to praise me, you don't have the words to describe it, I will consider it as if you're praising me, even though in truth what you're really doing is denigrating me. So this explains that Taki Imrahani, that Kol Makim, any place that we find that Hashem says about his footage, he's really talking about his anivus. But here
he accepts to be described in a diminishing
manner. He accepts to be described in a diminishing manner that's not altogether not praising him, but altogether denigrating.
Reducing him.
Okay. To something that he's completely not. Lovers, as Isaiah explains, Antu Chachim Lebe Chachim Yedid. You're a Chachim, but not the Chachim. When we speak about Chachim, this is completely different. And in fact, it wouldn't even be considered Chachim at all. It's only a term, a borrowed term, to be able to use some terminology it has. Hashem. Lovers, this notion is written in the Teda. V'shami v'nevi'im, it's repeated in the Nevi'im, or Mishulish v'ksuvim, and again reiterated in the Ksuvim. So, Pasuk v'Teda, where do we find in Teda that Hashem speaks about his godliness and immediately about his godliness? It says, Ki Hashem Rokechem Hu Elikim V'Adini Azeh. And it says, Hashem says that He is the God of all gods and the Master of all masters. Who still about today, and said after that, that he does the mishpat of a yasim and alumna. In other words, he takes on the fights, the dentatus of a yasim and alumna. He wages their battles on their behalf. So yasim and alumna, people who most people they don't even look at that as a yasim. Who cares about him? An alumna. Shem says no. I care about the lowly and downtrodden. Shonu is in the Nevi'im. It's again repeated in the Nevi'im. It says, Ko yamad, gom v'nisa sheikhin ad v'kodesh. So it says, Hashem, that he's gom v'nisa, he is elevated and uplifted. Sheikhin ad, his throne is forever v'kodesh and holy. And by the way, this is the pasuk that's the marker of sheikhin ad v'kodesh. It's taken from this.
From the Pasuk part.
Ram v'nisa sheikhin ad, if you see you have Ram v'nisa sheikhin ad.
Right.
It's just the modding is a little later in the Pasuk.
Okay.
Where is Yisiv Vasrei, it says after that, what does it say right after that? That Hashem goes himself to the downtrodden and to the lowly of spirit. Shulish, Yisivim, again it's reiterated for a third time in Yisivim, Yisiv, it says, Tzeilu L'Reichir V'Adavis, Yitar Shemoi, that Hashem, who rides in Adavis, the seven heavens, Adavis is one of the heavens, he rides around in the heavens, Yisiv V'Adavis, and it says immediately after that, Abi Yisivim, V'Dayin Al-Mades, that what is Hashem? Hashem is the Abi Yisivim, he is the father of the orphan, V'Dayin Al-Mades, and the one who wages battle on behalf of the Al-Mades. Yeitiv, Adishim, Shachag, on the first day, of Sukkot, Kenan, and Parshas Moedas, of Teres Kenan, you read the Parshas Moedas of Teres Kenan, and the Mahteva we say, Yehine Yimbol Hashem. But even though the Iketre Yema today, in our days that we have, 2 days of Yom Tov, so in the first 2 days of Sukkot, so the Macher Mikra Hachinami, the second day you read the same Kriya Tatera, because you know, Asurim, my master, you know, but what Hachter is that we say, by Kalwell, and all the remaining days of Sukkot, kind of a carbon of Achag, we read the carbon for that day. As we said, by Pesach, there's no special carbon, but Sukkot every day is just the carbon. Yom Tov Asherim, the last day of Sukkot, kind of Kala Bechar. We read Kala Bechar, this is the Chukim of Matfidim, because it has the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov. And there is when Shlema inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, what happened was that this occurred on Sukkot time. It happened. What happened was it was a week before Sukkot. They inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash. They celebrated for 7 days, which incidentally one of the days was Yom Kippur. They ate on Yom Kippur. They thought that they sinned, but in fact, as it turned out, Shlomo HaMelech gave them a bracha. They all went home, and they had children. So it was a big sin. But after the first week, it was the next day was Sukkot. So they stayed for a total of 2 weeks. So at the end of Sukkot, so Shlomo HaMelech called all the youth together and he gave them a bracha, and the bracha was mekuyim. Everybody went home and they found their wives who were the Haydays, and those that didn't have children. The Machar Kodin is a bracha. So the next day, this is just later, you read the bracha, the Machtirin, the Yam and Shlomo, and the Yam and Shlomo. But our minig is that we don't read Vayamet Shlomo. Our minig is that we read about Yeshua of taking the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. Continuation is that Moshe Rabbeinu, the end of the period, the Moshe Rabbeinu died and Yeshua took over. So we continue on the beginning of Yeshua. Amar Avuna, Amar Av, Avuna Sendei Nevav, Shabbos Kol Yisrael Shalmei. Shabbos that comes out on Cholam Moed, Bein B'Pesach, Bein B'Sukkot, whether it be Pesach, whether it be Sukkot, Nifra, Kadina, the Each. We read the Parsha of Re'ata, Aftera B'Pesach, HaTzomet Yedeshes, and on Pesach we read the Aftera B'Tzomet Yedeshes, which is our Minig, for the Sukkot, Yein B'Goyk. And on the Sukkot, the Shabbos of Sukkot, the Cholam Moed Sukkot, we read the Yein B'Goyk. Chanukah, on Chanukah we read the Nesiyim, that's our minhag, in the Neder Zecharia, and we read the Neder Zecharia. I think our minhag is, if I remember correctly, it's Gani Nefesh. If there are two Shabbatis of Chanukah, Kamaita Ben Neder Zecharia, but there is Ben Neder Zecharia, the second one is Neder Zecharia. That Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he made Vayascherim as a Menorah Chamesh. He made not only one Menorah, he made 10. And 10 Menorahs aside from the Menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. All the Kli HaMikdash was surrounded by in the first Beis HaMikdash. The Kli HaMikdash were surrounded by other ones that Shlomo HaMelech. He made duplicates of the. And more than two, we need like 10 of these. Everything well according to the way it was in the war that Hashem came and told him what to do. Nothing that was done was It was all by the Nebuah. The Fodim, I'm putting the Yavi Amolik. Armeni, Shadashim, Shadashim again, Armeni, Shadashim, Shadashim, Shabbat, Shadashim, that comes out of Shabbat, and then we read the Shadashim, that Armeni, Shadashim, Shabbat, what happened to Shadashim, Sunday, from the Esmael, the day before Shadashim, Shabbat, and then we read the Shadashim, and then we read the Shadashim, so again, our Nini. Now, again, I mentioned this on the day that you weren't here, but you had asked, remember we spoke about this, you can't read on one Shabbos, you can't read, skip from one Navi to another Navi, except for in Treyasar, and even in Treyasar, you can only go forward, not backwards, and every Sefer of Navi, you can only go forward, but not back. And then the question was, what happens when Machachoydash and Chadash Bechachay? So usually that replaces that service, it's not a problem. But what happens if Shabbat Chanukah Rosh Chodesh? So, and there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, I think it happens. So you're going to have three out there. You're going to have that third for any of the kids. You have the third of the Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodeshim. And you have Vahimi the Chodesh Bechachay. And you have the Yemi Yenis and Machachoydash, because Sunday is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So now this is not all in the same place. I have to do, and our minute is that we, in fact, we say, run. I think we say, run the three, then we say, So, but that's not all together. So how do we read it? So again, we said that today we're not so particular because, in fact, the vast majority of people don't read from a class. They read from a printed Haftarah, so we can just spend it one together. So there's no whole. The whole problem is that there's going to be a pause, because it's all printed together. In fact, you can print it on the same page. Nevertheless, not all the people are thrilled by this mimic, but that's our mimic. Amar Asuna, the Rabbana says, there's Kredish of Shabbat, the Shabbat, for Kredish of the Kampan on Shabbat, Matir and Pachek and Yedechim, for the Nashi, Hoyo, Lai, Lith Tedek. That your Chadashim, your celebration of Kredish, your celebration of the Yom Kippur, the Shem Son, the Nashi, I hate your celebration, so you will Lith Tedek, and it's been a bother upon you. That the Yidden aren't conducting themselves in the proper manner. So I don't even want the Yom Kippur to dust me, but the men came to the Bekira, asked, how do you celebrate the Shredish? How do you celebrate the Yom Tevim? When Hashem said, I'm disgusted by it all, so you're not pleasing Hashem. So the Bekira said that it's talking about Chachem, these celebrations that the Yidden made their own celebrations, their own Yom Tevim, things that Hashem didn't say. Sheikhem, the Rosh Chodesh, that Hashem said, that Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, the Hallel, those things, that's fine for Takana, that's not what Hashem said, it's called Sheikhem, what you do. But when they share the Yom Tevim that you created, that I don't want to hear about, that disgusts. When you're doing what you're supposed to, when you're doing something in addition, fine. When you're not doing what you're supposed to, and you come up with new things over there, I'm not interested. So, my what does it mean if it's a bother to me? I'm going to cut you off, but Shem said, like, I have been so shaken with all you, not only do you sin before me, I was just thinking that you made it, you did a kasha of you, and you say, bother me to try to figure out what kind of harsh decrees I should bring upon this. What does that mean? So, when a person is not doing what he's supposed to, the reason they're not doing it, what they're supposed to, so, some of the time, Hashem has to punish me because negative. What happens if a person does any sort of avoda? Now Hashem has to figure out what's the fitting punishment for the person. Now, how's he going to punish him? Then it's going to be did the negative of every avoda. So, how you allow to play that? If it's some father, he said, don't figure out even how to punish you for the things that you have to. So you're doing, you're supposed to try to come up with new saying of things. It's Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av Gutbeck, and Tisha B'Av, what do you read? I'm not Kadina, what kind of Seda am I that? So this was all about the Shabbos before. We're talking about that. We're talking about Rishchedesh of Shchalit Shabbos. What Hasid do you say on Tisha B'Av itself? Oh my God, Eichel Hirchel Lezena. That you read Eichel Hirchel Lezena. That's not our mimic. Mikra Mai, what's the Kira? If you don't listen to my voice. Nothing is by Yezer Feynman, I'm only in a Tzumi Almas there. So one says you read about the Yezer Egel, one says you read about the Melagma. In fact, that's not our minig at all. Neither one is our minig. By it says, "A feeling of knowing Alma, the Mikdeh, Kisele Banim, one feeling of the Pansuke." That's the minute we read, in fact, Kisele Banim. The Mamadis, the Maisa Bedeshus, now of course we don't have a minute specifically about this because we don't have Mamadis. But in Mamadis, as we are with Maisa Bedeshus, you need Maisa Bedeshus. We're not in a Mili, how do we know that we read about Bedeshus from the Rabbani? So, Rabbi says, "The more my mother's learned is kind of my bar." He already said it from Rashi. Now, where did Rashi know it from? He knew it from the Gemara. The Gemara says, because it's not for the Mamadis, it's not for the Karbonis. Hashem wants to give continued existence to the world. Hashem Gemara, because the Pasuk in Moses, you see, where it's not for my bris, what bris are we talking about? His bris of Peda? I wouldn't have made the cookies of Lila Nim. I wouldn't make the rules that govern nature. And it says the Pasuk of Hashem of the king, and it says about Abram, that Abram asked of Hashem, how will I know that my children will inherit the land? Amar Abram, which by the way, for which he is punished, but he was asking a question here, how do I know that the union will survive? Amar Abram, looking at the Sparkle, Abram said to the Abish, the Rebbeinish of Leila, that will be the Shamach has shown the soul of Chaitin of Anecha. How do I know that they're going to be gathered the land, that they're going to keep the land? Maybe they're going to sin, and you're going to go and have the soul, and the soul is a Hashem. Land in the Alekechav on Rishis Hashanah Ad Achrishana. So Rashi says, "What does it mean in the Alekechav on Rishis Hashanah Ad Achrishana?" So the part we eat in the Teiva, we eat in not the Teiva. That Hashem gives a particular attention to Etzisol, which means that you have to conduct yourself like you're in the palace. A person who conducts who disobeys the decree of the king when on the other side of the world, and the king finds out about it. They said that he was far away. He didn't have the aim, he didn't have the fear of the king on him. But right here, as Achashverosh is born, Achashverosh says, I got this, which is, I'm okay, eating the August with me in the house. So that makes it even worse.
What's Brisi refers to.
So here we're talking about the carbonics, generally, it's a reference to. So after Israel, they're not looking at a logger that they're going to sin and they're going to want to destroy them, they're going to want to annihilate them, like in the Islam, like in the generation of the Babel and the generation of the dispersion. Oh my Lord, he says, Hashem says, I made the Tavaram of Israel, I'm the final generation of the Lord, Ada. When you ask, how do I know that you know that my children will remain? Oh my Lord, he said to him, call the Egel Mishaleshes. He called him about the Bruce Bain of Son, he said, take for me Egel Mishaleshes, which was, in a sense, a carbon. So Hashem is telling Gabram, he's hinting to him, the Yidden will bring carbon, and when they bring a carbon, I'll be merciful to them. I'll forgive them. There's a possibility of forgiveness in Eretz Yisrael.
What is called grease? They're not sorry.
They start in the parts. Yeah. They chop the animals in half and they walk.
And they walk in.
Yeah. And they walk between them. So that's what the meaning is beyond the scope of this share. We're going to, because we got to get done with this, with the...
Okay,
that's a very simple. That's what they did Britain also. They in a very simple sense, the symbolism of it is that when you walk between two halves of one thing, you're both in the middle of something. You're together in the midst of something. You're bound together by something. So that's what a bris, a covenant. That's how you enter into a covenant.
By tithing the grand palace,
we put a chuppah over a couple that's getting married. They're together under something. So that's they're between one thing. I'm in the fana. So Abraham says to Hashem, yeah, that's all fine. Andy, when there's a base of mikdash, we could be karbanis, and then there could be they can get gain forgiveness. And find on the base of Mikdash is not in existence, then they can't bring Karbanos Matehelim. What will be with them? What will be the end result of the voice? That's too bad. Hashem is attacked to Abraham Avinu for the countrymen, the Karbanos. I made the Seder Karbanos, the whole Mancha Karbanos, and so therefore, since I gave the Mitzvah Karbanos, any time they read about the learning about I will consider it either my female upon a carbon as if they go to Karba, and I will give forgiveness for all of their Avedic. So today, you can gain forgiveness even without a carbon. That's not to say, of course, that when Sheikh comes to all the students, it's funny. Boy, we're going to need a lot of animals. I don't know about you, I can say it myself. We need a lot of carbonates. So these, even the Tanna, best at Shmuel and Alicia, this is a Tanna that for years training not to learn an area, you know, to lead to the inside. It's fire already. Now we're going to be at a light, candlelight on Shabbos, Shem Yatzis, and there, because maybe you'll send the light to get a brighter light, to friend the wick to give to the man that you leave Chayav Mishmaver. And even if you have the light that's on the first floor, and you're sitting, you're learning at the attic, you're still not allowed to learn the it. Shem Yatzis said, I'll be careful. Do it, and then he went and he moved the wick, and he said that he now he felt bad that he was even on civic mitzvah, and he set aside money that when Shabbat will come, he will bring a chata shemina back. Chata. Some of the questions I asked was, I mean, why would they say chata shemina back? Chata? Because really, we have to get in forgiveness for two things. One is in Chol Shabbat. One is because I said that I don't need to follow the Tachanun Chacham, I should have listened to Chacham. Time is Brachas, the Klalim, and the time is we read Brachas, the Klalim. We read the Pesach again. We said that perhaps we're talking about not a regular kind of Tibur, but on a time we're the Chacham, bad things happen, and so you're fasting to be prepared for Sarah Din. Possible. But anyway, our many gifts and on a kind of saber we read by Chal. They must be in Kvalet, and we said earlier in the Mishnah that you don't interrupt in the Techecha, only one person gets the Aliyah for the entire Techecha. None of you leave. I don't know that you don't interrupt. And then we have two opposite views. Amar Chi Bagamda, Amar Abasi, or Chi Bagamda, the name of Abasi, the Amar Kra, the Apostle Luther, Hashem, the Mi, Al Kimo. The Mutzar of Hashem, the rebuke of Hashem, Hashem's rebuke, my child, do not disdain. Then Rashi adds on, but if you look in the end of the pasuk, So it says, "Bal Fakut V'Techer HaChasa." You shouldn't also disparage the Techecha of the parent. So the word Fakut also can be read as Chas, the Chas. So there's a hint in the pasuk, even almost an explicit hint, not to divide the Techecha. Nami Mili, Amaratam, Amarat, Amakamus, Hashem, and Yelkin. Shlach is Shammah, or Shlach says, fight the opposite. Let's see, Shayna, Bracha, Alkrami. If you don't say a Bracha, Karami is on punishment. We don't say a Bracha on a punishment. So one is that you should love the Mutzer, and one is because we don't really like the Mutzer, we don't say a Bracha. So, first and ask here on the odd thing. We said earlier in the time, this is from the Mishnah, right? And in the time of the Mishnah, they didn't make a bracha on every aliyah. As the Mishnah says, but you make a bracha at the first, the beginning of the first, and at the end of the last. So what does it mean? Because we don't make a bracha, there is no bracha to take. The thing is never rishin. It's going to be shlishi. Why shouldn't we interrupt? If the reason is because of interruption, so why shouldn't we interrupt? There's no bracha on it. So, at least in the time of the Mishnah is giving it. So there's a whole bunch of explanations given. One explanation is very simply that when the Mishnah said that the first one made a bracha at the beginning and the last one made a bracha at the end, that the din is that at the very least, the one at the beginning has to make the opening bracha and the one at the end has to make the ending bracha. But if somebody wishes to get up and make a bracha, he can make a bracha. So if any aliyah you want to make a bracha, you can make a bracha. Say that what's going to happen if you divide up the bracha. So the first one finishes and he stops, he's mastic, and the second one gets up and he wants to make a bracha. So now he's going to make a bracha on the Techecha. So he takes up this whole problem of somebody saying, my minig is, I make a bracha, why should I not make a bracha now? Because he decided to be mastic and you would have given me after the Techecha to avoid all of this. We say, one person holds Techecha, whether or not it's a whether or not there's a din to make a bracha on every aliyah. Now, of course, in our times, we're before and after every aliyah, we make a bracha, so this has particular application.
So we follow it.
Yeah, so we do even more than the halacha. We're going to go even more. We're going to see in a minute. How should we do? Tana, so we learn kishumasim hasim pasim shalehem. So not only do we not want to read the Techecha as one aliyah, as two aliyahs, we even in one aliyah, we don't really want to have that someone should get up and just have Techecha. So he starts from a pasuk before, we start three pasukim before, as Techecha says, Shem Mitzayim, when he finishes Mitzayim, the pasuk Shalachrei, and he doesn't stop at the end of Techecha, he continues one more pasuk. Amen Abaya. Abaya says, "Leshana would polish his game. That in Kisav, polish Mishnah Teirah, and the Chumash Tevarim. I'm sorry, Bechukayta. In Kisav, we the Tevarim. So they are poising. If he wants, he could interrupt and have two aliyahs. I mean, what's the reason why the first Techecha we say that there may not be any interruption. The second one, if you wish, you can divide into two aliyahs." The first is the Lashon Rabbim. Moshe Rabbeinu said it, Terry said it, the Lashon Rabbim in the plural, meaning that all Yidden are included on Amon, and Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking directly from Hashem's word. He was speaking the exact words that Hashem was putting into his mouth. But in Mishneh Torah, the Lashon Yachid, it's Lashon Yachid, it's in the singular form, which means that not every Yid necessarily is subject to the Seichichari. He said that in his own terminology. First he said it in Ruach HaKodesh, but he didn't say it the word of the Shchina Medaberes Mitzvah. It was Moshe Rabbeinu repeating in his own words the Seichicha that Hashem gave him in Ruach HaKodesh. So some say that these two things correspond to the machlokes. What did we say? We said two different things. We said to each one two things. That the first teichicha, the one thing is that it's a lashon rabim, and two is that mention of pi agvura. The second teichicha was that it was a lashon yachid, and the second thing is that mention of pi asma.
So
you look back at the machlokes. What did we say? What that there's two different reasons given for why we don't interrupt by the teichicha. The Amar of Chia by Gamdam Yezi, what was the reason? The Amar Kram Nosar Hashem Beni Al Timos, that you shouldn't sustain Hashem's Teichcha.
Yes.
So that goes with the thing that we said that Meishar Adenu Mifim Ura Amar. First one we can't interrupt because it's Hashem's Teichcha. The second one is about Hashem's Teichcha directly, and so it's not Musar. So it's not the Musar of Hashem that Beni Al Timos. So you could interrupt. What do we say? With Ishayim Bracha LaPeraniyeh. So when do we not say Bracha LaPeraniyeh? Peraniyeh says that's all-inclusive Peraniyeh. But Peraniyeh, for some people, may be punished. So we're not so particular not to make a Bracha. Levi Barbuti have a card to become a Gamdin. Now, Levi Barbuti got the Aliyah for the Teisha. They're coming down again. He was mumbling. He wasn't so thrilled with having that aliyah that, you know, the mechavet him with the teichicha. He was mumbling the kaveh de Rav Huna. He was reading it in the presence of Rav Huna. But in the bechamalei, so he said, achinach. You can do whatever you want. By the way, since we're now reading the clothing of Okay, we're reading it in Dvarim, where we said you may interrupt, so if you're not so familiar with this aliyah, and that's why you're mumbling, you can stop right here and let somebody else take over. Because when we said that you can't interrupt, it's only the qualities of Ayikra, but in Dvarim, basically you can interrupt. You can divide it in two. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar's death, Ezra, think of having a social, you can't close, it's came and came out there. Ezra was in the second that you read the Klaleis of Chetai before Shavuos. Shemishna Seira, Chetai Rosh Hashanah. And you read the Klaleis of Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah. My time, what's the reason that you do it that way? Why was he in the second that way? I'm going to buy it, I'm going to buy it, I'm going to buy it, that it was Rosh Lakish instead of Kadesh, Tichu Hashanah clearly said that the reason why we read Kisavi before Rosh Hashanah is so that we should end the year having ended all the clothes. Kisavi is the last of the clothes. So whatever clothes has to happen, let it be done for by this end of the year. Next year, Happy New Year. So now I understand that by Kvarim that we want to read it, that Ezra and Sakin to read it before Rosh Hashanah. So that the year will end and the fallings will have already ended. I was just saying that's Kayanim, but from Vayikra, other times Rosh Hashanah, Yeshua, it's Rosh Hashanah, that we gave one reason for why Ezra was in Sakin that you read the fallings before Rosh Hashanah. Shuvah and before Rosh Hashanah. We said so that the year will end with its fullness having already ended. So that only makes sense when we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. But it's Shuvah or Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, again, yes, in fact, it is a Rosh Hashanah. There's no Rosh Hashanah. It's a type of Rosh Hashanah. It's not, as we learned, Latteras, all the figures of Elam, that on Shuvah, the Yidden is done. The world is judged on the figures of Elam for the fruits of whether there will be a bountiful year with fruit or not. Tanya, fruits of the tree there. Tanya, we learned from Shimon Alezer, and from Shimon Alezer said, we are with us came. So we said earlier, a member of Shimon ben Elazar, we said that Shimon ben Elazar said that Ezra was attacking when the Teichacha should be read. So now we're saying another member of Shimon ben Elazar. And we'll see if there's any sort of connection, or it's just that we're saying things in the name of Shimon. If old people tell you, say it, demolish, be loving the name, and youngsters, the youth, tell you the name, do. But I would think that between building and demolishing, you want to build. But since the youth who are telling you in this instance to build, and the elderly in their wisdom who are telling you to demolish, stay in my altivna. Demolish and don't build. Heed the words of this king, and they should see it as king and binyan, because the words of the elderly, even when they say demolish, those are the demolishing that actually result in something productive, a binyan, the other, but the building of the youth, Sita, is demolished.
What do they refer to?
You build a crooked wall, or you build a wall in the middle of a highway, so you didn't build, you just created a dangerous condition, right? So the sin of the dover, if you want a sin, here it doesn't mean it. You want to prove, if you want to see that this actually occurred, so look at the story of Rechavam, Ben Shlomo. Rechavam was the son of Shlomo Melech. It was at the time when Hashem had decreed that Shlomo Melech's kingdom would be divided, but it wouldn't be divided in his lifetime. It would be the lady that told the next generation, so Rechavam, when he opened the pot, became king of Israel, was born of thunder. Well, how did this come about? How did this play out? Well, that after Shlomo Melech died, the populace came to Rechavam, who was going to be king after Shlomo Melech, and they said his father had a heavy tax burden. Can't bear it. We have to come to service for the king. The tax rate is too high. It's overbearing. You got to lighten up on taxes. So you think that this is a new argument? So back to the times of the Bible, it's a biblical argument. There's so much taxes. Read my lips. The old man said, get up, say, read my lips, no taxes. In the young, I really said, no. You want to gain the respect of the population, the populace, you got to be harsh. You got to lead with a iron fist. Tell them, my father gave taxes, I'm going to double it and triple it, I'm going to make it, you're going to wish you were in my father's time. So the populace didn't listen, and they defied it, and it caused the kingdom to be torn apart. Anyway, so we see that when the elderly gave good advice to lessen the taxes, which would be brought in less to the treasury, there, demolish the taxes that make you wealthy, he should have listened. Because if he would have listened, he would have been king over all of Israel. He didn't listen. He listened to the advice. He heeded the advice of the youth. And so he lost out. It was ultimately their advice to build was actually an advice that caused demolition. And the connection possibly between this member of Rav Shimon HaLazar and the prior member of Rav Shimon HaLazar is Rav Shimon HaLazar was talking about the Pesach, that the Pesach is something that just caused you, particularly Shana Mechol Yisrael, that you end the year and all of its clothes, in a sense, is that you should take to heart all of the clothes before the end of the year, so that the next year will be good. So we take it to heart. So sometimes clothes is not something that we look forward to. We don't want to dwell on the Pesach. We'd rather read about good things. So we say that sometimes Sida is actually a binyan. But that's perhaps the connection between these two memories of Shimon HaLevi. Our stage is called Mahmoud Shemitin, Shabbat Shachar Shem Kedavim. So the place where we interrupt for Shabbat Shachar, that's where we continue on by Mincha. This is not our mimic. So this mimic is, that the Rameir has, is that you read the Torah, and then Shabbat Mincha, if you continue, that's what everybody does. But then on Monday, you don't read from Rishon, you continue on from Sheni, and you move on to Shlishi. And then on Thursday, you go from Shlishi to Rabi. So you don't read the same way we get to read Rishon on Monday. That's not our minute. This is the minute that your mayor is saying. So that's where you read, you continue on by Mincha. The Mincha Shamkarim B'Sheni, by Mincha, there, from there you commence the Monday reading. B'Sheni Shamkarim B'Tamishi, where you commenced the Chamish Rishon Peir on Shabbat Haba, and we stopped off on Thursday. That's where we continue on Shabbat. This is what that you always start over from the place where you ended off Shabbos morning till the next Shabbos morning. That's where you're going to continue. So Shabbos Minchas, Monday, Thursday, starting Yiddish and Yiddish and Yiddish and Yiddish. Perhaps the basis of this, the basis of this machlokes is, again, who was Misakin, a few days ago, he asked him, who was Misakin, which Kriya Satera? Well, I don't know if it was somebody asked, who was Misakin, which Kriya Satera? And I said, it's not so clear, it's a Machlekes. And so this could be the source of that Machlekes. So our minig is that Shabbos, Mincha, Monday, Thursday, we read the Kriya Satera, but then Shabbos, the next Shabbos, we can read from, we certainly can't continue on, because we hold that Ezra Sefer was misakin Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos Mincha Monday and Thursday, but Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos, and so there are two different sakanas, and so you can mix two, and so you always have the Shabbos to have to start from the left off the fire Shabbos Shabbos. But Rameir would hold that there was one of Ezra, and so we can continue on, and there's no problem with all one and that's the halacha that we follow. The Gemara asks, why do you have to say that halacha is and repeat everything that Rabbi Yehuda said? Why don't you just say halacha is Rabbi Yehuda? That halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, short and simple. Where is that? There's a problem. Because there were, not everybody agrees that Rameyer said that on Shabbos Mincha you continue from where you start, and then Monday you continue from Shani to Shlishi, and that on Thursday you read from Shlishi to Revi, and then on Shabbos you read from Revi to the end of the Sedra. So I'm saying that, no, that was actually the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rameyer who says that you always read the same again and again and again, and so in order to say clearly what the halacha is, we have to say, oh, repeat the whole halacha and say that you repeat over and over again the same Kriyas HaTorah on Monday, Thursday, and then again apart from there on Shabbos. Okay.
Where do we do the Shiurim?
I don't know what your minig is, so I will follow what the minig. Tell me what the
minig. What do you think?